the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the air, it's 877-711-5211 on the phone, on the email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Listen to us on our affiliates all across the country. Thank you all for carrying this weekly show. And also, we're on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app or use it on the web. Click Talk in the main menu, search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So no matter if you're not even near a radio, you're not too far away from the show weekly, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike, our guest at 35 after the hour, who is it and what are we going to be talking about today?
It's Adele Levine. She is a physical therapist and talks about the curious and chaotic life of physical therapists inside Walter Reed as they work with amputees. And it's titled, the book she wrote, entitled Run, Don't Walk. It's really a fascinating read, but her stories are so incredible, Joe. I mean, and this is Memorial Day weekend, of course, where I rarely say the date, but this is the weekend we really do honor those who serve. So it's really an important book for this weekend, how the rehabilitation goes in what's called the fishbowl at Walter Reed. We're also going to talk to her, and I'm going to try and get her to tell us what she thinks is wrong with the VA system.
Yes.
Since many of these people, after they leave Walter Reed, go to the VA.
Adele Levine is a physical therapist. A little bit of background about her. She worked at Walter Reed Army Medical Center for about 6 years, and then she was transferred to the National Naval Medical Center 3 years ago, which was, by the way, renamed Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And she continued to rehabilitate war amputees for many more years. And she admits that she loved the amputee clinic, and she stayed there for several years. So it takes a special person, I would think, to do that. She will speak with us at 35 minutes after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs. At gmail.com. It is a holiday weekend, and just in time we have an E. coli outbreak, right? Linked to things like sprouts and hummus dips, and even walnuts. What's the story?
Well, it appears we have three, not one outbreak, but three separate ones that are unrelated. The walnuts are interesting because I didn't even know walnuts could harbor bacteria. But this is walnuts. Sherman Products said it was recalling 241 cases of bulk walnuts packaged in 25-pound bulk cardboard boxes that are called Schnucksbahn. They're 10-ounce trays with best-by dates 315 and 415. They had listeria in them, and listeria in walnuts at the facility. So they're not E. coli. Listeria causes this disease that can especially affect pregnant women and young kids, young infants who don't have mature immune systems yet. So that walnut is only 241 cases. I asked my walnut experts at the Walnut Board how many cases are sold, and there's something over 240,000 cases, so this is less than 0.1%, and it's a rare thing at just one plant. The other one are actually 14,000 pounds of lentil hummus with sunflower seeds and apricots, and edamame hummus, 17 different states these got distributed to in 8-ounce containers. So the hummus, if you get it at Trader Joe's, edamame hummus, don't do it. The Lansal, which is the product manufacturer, L-A-N-S-A-L, question line, I'll repeat it twice, 877 877-550-0694, 877-550-0694. And that was with E. coli, which can kill your kidneys and is the same stuff in many of the red meat outbreaks. And that's actually what happened with sprouts, too. So the sprouts, if you will, have had the same problem as the red meat. It's evergreen, fresh sprouts were involved in it. And it now it is, concerns have been raised about the brands alfalfa and spicy sprouts recently. So these apparently have a problem and they're being recalled. So Lancel hummus, Archer Farms hummus, it's all the same. And if you will, this the sprouts. So the message is wash your sprouts carefully and get in it. And the hummus, don't eat that. And the walnuts, unless you get some very specific bags of walnuts, you probably don't have to worry about them. It says best by 3:15 and by 4:15. And it is the, they all say Schnucks brand. They only were distributed in two states. And I can't find the states now, but I'll find them pretty soon, Joe, and tell you about them.
And an E. coli outbreak is also tied to ground beef this week. The outbreak has made about 15 people sick in four states. And some of these illnesses apparently have been linked to undercooked hamburgers. So how do you know if your hamburger's safe? Is it easy to figure out?
It's actually very easy, but it's nerdy. You have to take a food thermometer. I'm sorry, it makes you think like you're a nerd, and stick it in, and it's got to be 165 degrees in the middle of the in all of the hamburger meat. That's when you know it's cooked thoroughly enough to have killed the E. coli.
Yeah, they say meat that's still pink may be well done, and meat that's brown may need more heat. We used to have a different way of thinking. It's done when it's brown in the middle. Now we're saying, as you say, use a meat thermometer, and that's the only way to know that it's safe. I don't know why that's nerdy. Why do you say that's nerdy?
Well, people think of a meat thermometer as somewhat nerdy. You got to read a temperature. I do it routinely on every piece of chicken and fish I eat because I want to kill anything that's in there. 165 degrees does it. And it works real well, and so I'm a little nerdy if I do it. Do you do it?
I use my tongue as a meat thermometer, but that's probably not a smart thing to do either. But, you know, I have to break that bad habit. But bacteria what starts to die at about what temperature? About 140 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, but you don't totally kill it until 165, so it can come back. And again, remember, on a weekend like this, when you've got beautiful days out and the country has a whole bunch of beautiful days this weekend, don't let anything with mayonnaise or with, if you will, any of those culture materials stay out. Get them refrigerated.
Yeah, and I guess if you do decide to, I'm reading this from an article I read, cook meat at lower temperatures, beware that, you know, kids, the elderly and folks with compromised immune systems are at probably greater risk of coming down with these foodborne illnesses. Also, it's important to keep meat below 41 degrees before cooking it and serve immediately after it's cooked. This is the weekend for beer sales because we are going to buy this weekend alone, listen to this, 21 million cases of beer in supermarkets alone over the next week or so. That's about $385 million retail. So this,
how many is that per person?
Per person, I don't know. I just have the total, 21 million. That makes Memorial Day second only to the 4th of July in terms of biggest beer sales. And these 2 weeks account for companies, beer companies, breweries, for fully 5% of the total annual beer sales. So I can get a calculator out, and I'll let you know what that
might be. How many cases did you say?
21 million.
21 million, and they're 24 to a case, so it's about 10 bottles. It's about four bottles.
four bottles of beer on the wall? Four bottles of beer on the wall.
Four bottles for each of us.
Okay.
And my grandma isn't eating any, so that means I got to have eight, right?
Right. We'll be back. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thank you for listening today, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. It's youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's email for any questions or comments. Our guest again coming up at 35 after the hour, Adele Levine. She is a practicing physical therapist, and her book is called Run, Don't Walk. It's the Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Army Medical Center. She has rehabilitated just so many American soldiers, mostly men, young guys deployed to and returning from war-torn Iraq and Afghanistan. Her story is incredible, and you want to be here to hear it, beginning at 35 past the hour. In the meantime, we'll run through these medical stories of the week, which also are terrifically interesting week after week after week. Talk about, Dr. Mike, gum disease and heart disease that are linked in a new study. What can you tell us?
Well, there have been a large number of studies over the years, and they started before 1999 because we included them in the first edition of the You, the Owner's Manual, and in Real Age, in fact. And in fact, having periodontal disease, that is disease of your gums, was about the fourth or fifth leading cause of aging. It ages us. And what this study did, this was a study in mice that adds more weight to this because they infected the mice's, the mice, if you will, their gums with four separate bacteria, and when those bacteria, those specific species, got to their aorta or their blood vessels, their big blood vessels, the bacteria, I can't even pronounce the name of them, but they're four specific ones, they went from that to having large degrees of plaque in their arteries. So keeping your teeth and gums healthy, especially your gums, atherosclerosis that leads to heart disease, stroke, memory loss, wrinkles, and impotence. So the best way of saving your sex life, guys, is to floss. The best way of preventing wrinkles, women, is to floss. So it's pretty easy. And I know one of our frequent listeners has done that and reduced her inflammatory damage from her, from gum disease from a large amount to virtually none, and turned her life quite around because of that.
It's very simple. Did. How does that work? How does not flossing your teeth cause plaque in your arteries?
Well, what happens, we think this is an immune reaction, but they actually have shown in this that the bacteria migrate from your gums through the blood supply, apparently, in your gums into your system and affect and stick in the plaque in your arteries and cause inflammation there, making it much more likely to rupture, much more likely the over heart attack, stroke, memory loss, etc. So these four specific species of bacteria apparently do very well at getting from your gums into your arteries.
Wow. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. What is antisense? Am I pronouncing that right? Antisense?
Right. Antisense is something that actually destroys the normal protein makeup. And so this is a very interesting set of studies saying, could we build molecules that attacked other proteins and decrease Alzheimer's disease? So this study set up to do exactly that, and the antisense molecules destroy or attack the proteins that you have, and that stopped the bacteria or other things from building up what we call amyloid and tau proteins and decreased inflammation. And in fact, it not only did that, but in these mice, it actually caused their hippocampuses to grow or to get bigger. Hippocampus is the key organ for memory in your brain. Remember, I often say there's only one organ in your brain where size matters. That's your hippocampus. You want a big hippocampus because that means big memory and better brain function. Well, this antisense compound, a totally new compound, just developed to attack beta amyloid producing cells, in fact succeeded and knocked out the production of beta amyloid and tau, and in these mice it restored normal brain function, normal memories, normal ability to run mazes. So this was the second study this week that showed you could build this antisense protein against Alzheimer's disease in mice. My guess is we'll see this probably 4 to 5 years away from seeing it in routine human testing, and to see if it really does work at decreasing Alzheimer's disease in humans.
Garcinia Cambogia?
You right? Got it.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I've seen this linked to Dr. Oz in some way. And is it promoting weight loss, or what is this? What is it? Fake.
Right. Well, so what the problem with this is really Mehmet, Dr. Oz, went on his show, I think in 2011, citing some of the data. Well, since then, there was so much demand for this substance, which caused about a 5% weight loss. So if you weigh 150 pounds, 7.5 pounds of weight loss, it mainly works by its fiber content, we think. But anyway, there was such demand for it that they have now sold 10 times in the last year, they sold 10 times as much Garcinia as has been produced in the entire history of the world. What does that mean to you? It means that at least 90% of it is fake. And if you say it's been sold for a lot of years, it's probably 99.5% of the Garcinia isn't. And that's one of the problems. Most of the Garcinia, you want 1,500 milligrams or 1.5 grams a day, most of the Garcinia is fake. And so that's the problem of buying Garcinia. It may or may not work. We don't know. The studies done with the real Garcinia look like it worked, but most of the Garcinia being sold now isn't.
Yeah, I've been on the internet going on Google or whatever the search engine is, and I see it, Garcinia, and it's Dr. Oz's name is connected to it. Oprah Winfrey's used it, and that's been her secret to losing weight. When she loses weight, Garcinia, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
I can tell you, since she said I'm her physician,
yeah,
and since she tweeted about that, I can tell you that is not what she does.
Wow.
She doesn't use that at all. So most of those companies set up, Dr. Oz, in fact, has to sue 50 of them a month, not just for this. Oh. I mean, he's got a stack of lawyers just suing companies because they put his name on things that he doesn't endorse at all. So don't believe it. I can tell you he doesn't endorse anything, although maybe this next year there will be some good housekeeping seal that goes on some of these. But at least on this, I can tell you, most of the Garcinia produced and Consumer Union tested ain't Garcinia.
Yeah, a couple times a week when he ends his television show, he mentions that, right? He's in the process of, he's trying to disassociate himself with a lot of these products that, you know, tie him in. And I guess he has to remind people of that. And he does it, I've seen it a couple times on his show, maybe once or twice a week toward the end of the show where he makes that disclaimer.
Yeah, he does it every show.
Yeah. Udocs@gmail.com. It's a UDOCS@gmail.com. We have our guest coming up right after the break at 35 minutes after the hour. It's an interesting story. It's about a woman, a practicing physical therapist that has worked at the very famous Walter Reed Army Medical Center. She was transferred out to another center, and she enjoys her work, which is working in the amputee clinics. And her stories are truly amazing, and she's put it all together in a book called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Medical Center. It's Adele Levine, and she's our guest coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Adele Levine is a physical therapist, practicing physical therapist. And in her 6 years at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, she rehabilitated soldiers that were admitted in worse and worse shape day by day as body armor and advanced trauma care helped save the lives, if not the limbs, of American soldiers fighting in the rehabilitation. But she worked years there. The days are intense, chaotic, consuming, and heartbreaking. And you'll hear about it now and read about it in full form in her book. Her book is called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Medical Center. Adele Levine. It's published by Avery Books. Welcome in. Thanks for coming on. You loved working the amputee clinic and stayed for several years. I guess everybody has a purpose, a point in life. You loved working there. Why is that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I had my moments when I didn't love it so much, but I loved it because I felt like I was part of something that was much larger than myself. And I worked with a really great group of people, and it was a real team effort over there. And there was a lot of camaraderie, and I just knew we were doing something every day that really mattered.
Did it take a while for you to warm up to it? I mean, did you get into it right away and enjoyed it from the first moment you stepped into the
Oh, no, not at all. It was really tough, yeah. And I wasn't prepared for it. And I had a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, come to God moments where I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I need to find an easier job. But, it was just such a hard place to leave. You know, when we were working so hard and was just so busy, I just felt like I could never quite get my feet on the ground. And again, I mean, I just really, it was such a tight-knit group of people, not just my coworkers, but also our patients and their families. I feel like we really kind of bonded.
Well, good for you. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Yeah, and I suppose I should be saying thank you, too, not only to you, but all the men and largely was men and young guys who were had parts of them blown to bits for doing all you did for the country. So thank you. It would have been
thank
tough.
Thank you. I know you were... Oh, I apologize.
Go ahead.
Know you were in the public health service, too. So thank you for your service.
Right. In fact, I spent 2 days working at Walter Reed, at the old Walter Reed, as well as more about during that period of time since we were indoctrinated at what was then the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda and is now the Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda. So, and that's where you went to work afterwards. But one of the interesting stories, I mean, this is the facility had a character about it, and you describe working in a, quote, fishbowl. It's such an interesting fishbowl, and the 10 of you, I guess, that were physical therapists had a total of 4 cubic square feet of space to record all that you did during the day for these men and all that went on with them. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by a fishbowl and why it was a fishbowl.
We worked in a glassed-in rehab clinic, and it was glassed-in because there were so many visitors coming to Walter Reed that they wanted to glass it in so they wouldn't disrupt patient care. So they would lead tour groups around the perimeter, and it gave it kind of a really surreal feeling. The patients and the staff, we always used to joke that, you know, we felt like animals at the zoo because, I mean, literally every hour there was another 30 people assembled outside the glass looking in at us. But because I'm a swimmer, I always sort of thought to myself, you know, it really feels like an aquarium. We're just fish in a bowl.
And there was no sound transmitted between the outside and the inside, as I understand it. So you really were as though a fish in a bowl where you didn't hear what was going on outside. You could see expressions but didn't hear. And consequently, your work with these amputees was even more intense, probably.
It was, but it was, you know, on our side of the glass, you know, we were always kind of joking and laughing. I mean, the patients were really, you know, they had a real barracks mentality in there. They used to refer to physical therapy as, you know, just another day in paradise, and they all wore these T-shirts that said things like, I had a blast in Afghanistan, or, you know, Marine, some assembly required, and, you know, that was kind of the mentality on our side of the glass, you know, where the guys are calling each other ugly stump or princess and just, you know, but
in physical
every now and
therapy,
then,
when we say physical therapy, we just say it kind of as a word, but it is really a lot of effort by those guys to move things, isn't it?
Oh, they worked. I mean, it was hard work, and we definitely put them through their paces. So they started physical therapy and also occupational therapy pretty much upon arrival at Walter Reed. So within a few days of getting blown up in theater, they came to Walter Reed. They were rushed right into the ORs, and then the next day when they woke up, they started rehab. And they did rehab every day except for the days that they had surgery, and they had a lot of surgeries. Most of them would have 20 to 60 surgeries.
Now, we've got a comment from Mary here on the email line, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, who asks, did you see immense progress in I guess, in the prostheses. That is, are people able to do much more with the, because the prostheses have changed, or are the prostheses about the same as when you started? I guess it was probably about 10 years ago.
The lower extremity prosthetics, yes, there's been a lot of development in that area. However, that doesn't make it any easier to walk with. You really have to do the work. If you walk badly in some old-school Civil War-era leg, you're going to walk just as bad in some, like, brand-new X3. They don't walk for you, but they are certainly safer. So they're not going to buckle as quickly or collapse underneath you as an older version. However, I do have to say that as far as the arm prosthetics, you know, we're really lagging behind there. You know, they have a lot of fancy hands that they keep showing on the news that do all this stuff with brain waves and things like that, but they're really not as functional as you would hope. And a lot of the upper extremity prosthetics are still kind of controlled with like a string across the back.
We're talking with Adele Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. Her website is Adele, A-D-E-L-E, L-E-V-I-N-E.com, where you can get the book, or, of course, you can get it at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. So and you had some very memorable patients, as well as some memorable, I guess you'd call it, co-workers.
Yes. I mean, I think... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I always felt like my coworkers, you know, the ones who kind of stayed there, we all were a little maybe eccentric. We all had our own little things that kind of maybe that kept us ticking on this when we weren't at work. I had, you know, my crazy coworker was always sort of consumed with little things that were going on with him, and it would involve the entire clinic in it, including, you know, bringing in all these cakes for everybody to try. And, you know, the dietitian was always going berserk because we were eating so badly in there.
He was a crazy coworker who refused to, you know, or who insisted on cooking every evening.
Yeah, and I think that was how he sort of de-stressed. So he was always making different cakes, and then, you know, he's bringing these cakes in all the time, and you're not really supposed to be eating in physical therapy, yet there's a physical therapist who's, you know, carting in, you know, dozens of cakes. But the patients were always also very intense because, you know, most of them were in their early 20s, and, you know, they're young men, and they're, you know, like my one patient who decided he needed to try and catch a bus to the White House while he was still hospitalized, and, you know, it would take two or three steps.
We're going to take a break. We get to heartbreak right now. We'll be right back with Adele Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. Run, don't walk. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Our guest is Adele Levine. She's a physical therapist. Her book is called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Army Medical Center. The publisher is Avery Books, and here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
Adele, after the book publisher. Adele, this is a interesting book. As I was talking to you afterwards, there were some of the things that I remember from my days in the public health service were that Walter Reed was not a great general, but was in fact a physician who had helped uncover yellow fever, I guess, or uncover the cause of yellow fever.
He was. I always thought that was kind of sort of poignant that they named a hospital after, you know, a young physician.
But he did so much for in fact, the service and for men, I guess, in that era. That was the other thing that was astonishing to me is that you describe how I would have thought you would burn out much faster, and you clearly had to use, and all of the physical therapists that there probably had to use humor as a coping mechanism.
Oh, we definitely used humor. I mean, it was I often wondered, like, you know, how did certain people end up in the amputee section? Because there were, you know, several different physical therapy sections at the hospital. And I think the ones that were in the amputee section, I almost feel like we were put in there because we all had really good senses of humor, you know, and that we were always kind of laughing and joking. And, you know, you ruffled a lot of feathers with a good joke. And a lot of that also came from the patients. Like I said before, that was kind of how they interacted with each other.
And now, but there must still be burnout there. It must be easier. I was thinking when I was reading this book how much easier it must be to be a physical therapist for example, even a losing baseball team or a losing football team like the Browns, which hasn't won in, I think, 20 years or something. It had only one or two. Even the physical therapist for even a losing football team must be much easier than being a physical therapist and with an amputee ward.
Well, I always wondered about, you know, the other physical therapists, like, you know, were they dreaming about work? I mean, we all would kind of have nightmares about work. You know, I went through a period of time where every night, everybody in my dreams was an amputee. And also, I have this kind of thing where I'm always looking at people's legs. Whenever I see someone that I can't place, I'm always looking at their legs because I got so used to looking at people's amputation levels. And so it bled over into my life. And I just don't think that happens with someone who's just treating tennis elbow. I don't know. I guess it was an occupational hazard of being at Walter Reed.
Now, the other question, and there are a lot of great things here. You end the book in about the time you move from Walter Reed, the old Walter Reed, to the new Walter Reed. And I know you went over for a number of years, and they gave you even less space, which, you know, you got to say, this is crazy planning on the Department of Defense's, but even worse planning, it seems to me. How did you transfer people to the VA? Did you have phone calls, or was it all electronic, or was it all through paper transfers?
The VA transfer, there's been a lot of stuff in the news about how slow it is, and it is slow, and that's because a lot of it is paper, you know, where the patients have to get everything kind of, their medical records are in paper and everything has to be filled out in paper. You know, our medical records at Walter Reed and also at the VA are electronic, but still they have to get all these signatures.
And the two systems aren't the same system, so it's not perfect communication.
No. It's a very slow process.
Now, did you ever, or did the VA physical therapist ever call you, or did you talk to them in person, or was it all through this paper system?
Well, we actually had a VA physical therapist who was in our clinic 2 days a week. So she got to know some of the patients, and she was a fantastic clinician herself. But, you know, at Walter Reed, you know, we're in Washington, D.C., but a lot of our patients are not going to stay in Washington, D.C., so unfortunately they weren't going to go to Lindsay's VA in D.C. They were going to go to different VAs. But we do keep in touch with a lot of the patients, and a lot of our patients, if they couldn't get the prosthetic care they needed at their home VA, they would come back to Walter Reed for follow-up visits for generally for prosthetic fitting.
Now,
the
other thing that surprised me, and maybe it shouldn't have, but I was surprised by your descriptions of when congressmen and especially congressmen visited the VA, how strucken they were, or how, I guess you'd say, sympathetic and surprisingly sympathetic they were. It would seem to me that a congressman who is voting for war, is voting for going into this, must know that's a huge commitment he's making of our youth. Were you surprised by how many visitors you had and how intense their visits were?
Actually, I was surprised by how many congressmen didn't flinch when they came through our clinic. But there was one congressman who started to cry. And when it happened, it was because my patient, Cosmo, he had lost both of his legs at that point above the knee, so kind of at mid-thigh. And, you know, we would put them, patients like him, we would start them on really short legs called stubbies, so they looked like midgets, you know, because they're basically walking on their knees. And he took one look at Cosmo and just, like, burst into tears. Cosmo got all kind of pissy about it. He was like, I think he thought I was a midget for real. But
so Cosmo handled it, and you describe Cosmo throughout here. And Cosmo handled it with the usual humor.
He had a lot of vinegar in him, for sure. But yeah, he would make me laugh.
Now, and the other thing is not only were the physical therapists, and what I think you described this so well in the book, not only were the physical therapists so devoted and integral to the improvement in these men, but they didn't exactly give you luxurious work conditions. As I said, as I remember your description, it was one desk, six computers. You had 12 square inches of space to put your personal valuables, so that when you came in and left, you were often leaning over other people's personal space.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to actually have time to get an answer for that, because I love the book Run, Don't Walk. Joe?
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. We thank you for listening, and stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.